come from you for this land I love. America, America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her or what matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen on EA Truth Radio. Today's March 7th, 2022, and I'm your host, Dan. We're going to be going over in this podcast current events, events that took place during the past week, and get everyone caught up. I'll be stripping out the fake news so you do not have to do that. Part of it. I will be doing that for you. Give you a clean, concise, and about a 30-minute summary of the past week's news stories. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, our all families, and this great nation of America. May you God touch and be with every listener right now, where they are, as they tune into this show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we've got lots of updates to go through on today's episode. Let's just start right off with the Ukraine conflict, Russia, and all of this nonsense. This past week, we see the images of Miss Ukraine holding an airsoft gun in a photo. And this all made the news, and it got people all wound up that she was holding this firearm. Anons on the web, deep web, took a look at it, did identify that as an airsoft gun, something they use for a paint gun. So once again, another staged deal. It's getting kind of sickening, but that's what shows like this are for, to kind of wake people up, expose what's really going on, much like we did with the fake stages of Joe Biden's stage where he was giving press conferences from a movie stage. Not from the White House. Now, in Wisconsin, we're getting some good information on the elections. On March 2nd, there's been speculation that this might be the next one for a potential audit. They may be looking at Wisconsin to decertify. Once they found out that $9 million went to grants to five Democratic strongholds in the state. We got to look for this money. You got to follow the money, where these grants are coming in for, who's getting the money, and where's it coming from. So Wisconsin's going to be, I think, that next state here with going through some decertification election audits. Pfizer made the news. March 1st, their declassified documents were released, the Pfizer, containing the COVID vaccine. They were told to make these public. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think these are the ones that they recommended 75 years to keep these decertified, keep these secret. And the judge in the case says, no, you've got to get these out in 2 weeks. This was back on, I think, the end of January. I think they gave them several weeks to get all this in order to be released. And so now we get the first batch of them coming out March 1st. So if you do a search on the web, look for Pfizer, spell it with the P-F-I-Z-E-R. These are the documentations, the actual documents that they wanted to have classified that are now going to be available to the public. The studies, what kind of studies they did on this vaccine and whatnot. Bill Barr has a new book out. Now, he was working there in the Trump administration, turned out to be potentially a bad guy the whole time, but was spent some time really making patriots like ourselves think that something good was going to happen here with what he was doing. That was not the case. And in fact, he's already done with his position and has already published a 600-page book. Now, I don't know when he had time to write all of this, but I don't think he was working too hard on what he said he was supposed to be doing, because now his book is out there and he's bad-mouthing Trump and whatnot. The appeals court this week sided with the Navy SEALs over their claims that they don't have to take the vaccine or be mandated for the vaccine. A bunch of Navy SEALs, after they were told that they required to need to get the vax, the SEAL says, no, we can, I think, get it if we'd like to, but you can't. They filed a court order. A court filed a lawsuit saying that it cannot be mandated. And a judge this week ruled that they're right. They are right. It can't be mandated. So they're on their side. Well, it'll be interesting to see what comes of that. Ron DeSantis in the news again, this time in Florida. He's at the USF campus, University of South Florida. Tells the folks there standing up on stage with him, take off your masks. You don't need those. They don't do any good anyway. We can do this press conference without you guys wearing your masks. Well, that got the liberal folks and the vaccine scared folks all up in arms at how dare he tell them to take the masks off. And like we've been saying now for a couple of years, the masks don't do anything. Yes, it's fine if you want to wear them. Certainly, if you feel better, you can certainly wear them. But they're not mandated. They're not helping. They're not doing anything by having them on other than making you feel better. And so DeSantis is right, 100% right. You do not need to wear those. The Russian oligarch, you may have heard this news already, had a $600 million yacht valued close to $600 million. That was seized. And, you know, this yacht, they're going after these the Russian bad guys. And that's fair enough. I don't mind that, I guess. But they went after his yacht that's stationed there in Hamburg, Germany. Now, when the name came out, it turned out some folks that were slick on doing investigations and research on people. This individual is tied to Podesta, Zuckerberg, and the Clintons. So regardless of the yacht, regardless if it was seized or not, the story is really this man's connections. That's really what blew the story up. Feel free to look more into that and do the search on that gentleman. I don't have the name here handy, but I wanted to get it out there to the listeners. Vernon Jones made the news this week. He went on record on Twitter to say, you know what, there is a good possibility of nominating Trump as Speaker of the House after the midterm elections, and he could win that position. You know, so there's some finagling going on there if that could come into play there or not. He is a very good guy to follow, Vernon Jones. Be sure to follow him on Twitter. Another good guy, white hat. The new Supreme Court judge nominated is Ketanji Brown Jackson. March 21st, it was announced that her nominating case will begin on the record. And that, I'm sure, will be very interesting. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Actually, 2 weeks from today, the new Supreme Court judge nominee. The Russian foreign minister says, quote, we are watching a movie. Now, he said this in a press conference when asked about the lies and the propaganda of what's going on in the Ukraine and Russia. It was the Russian foreign minister who says, we're actually watching a movie. Now, that's very good. We've said that for a while. QAnon has said that also. We're really watching a movie. There's so many things going on behind the scenes. Very, very little of it is true and honest. But we get folks in the press, the media, are really slanting things as far as the coverage. And therefore, we got a lot of propaganda. It's hard to differentiate, hard to decipher, basically to pull out the wheat from the chaff so to say, to see what is true and what isn't. But I did like the fact that he did say that we're watching a movie. The stuff against the Russian group is very, very negative. So that's interesting. Now, we also had, speaking of the news, Joy Behar from The View. She fell this last week. It was captured on video. She did a face plant on the floor. Not really newsworthy, but interesting nonetheless. Good for a chuckle if you want to watch that. There is a video that slows it down in slow motion. The folks on The View are much like Trevor Noah, the nighttime news host, Anderson Cooper. The View, very much the same. It's a propaganda spewing deal, much like what Ellen was back in the day, where the mainly most of female America would watch that and believe everything that she said was true. The View, much like, very, very similar. Joy Behar, yes, one of the bad guys. In Iowa schools this week, it was announced on March 4th, 2022, that biological boys are no longer can play sports with biological girls. So we're seeing this a lot in the high school grades, varsity sports, boys playing with girls, girls playing with boys. It's overlapping. It's getting too out of control. Some of these sports, such as wrestling, they let them do it. In the meantime, as schools get their wrestling teams, for instance, moving translated to all female. And so what Iowa's going to do in this particular district is to say, no, we're not going to do that anymore. Boys will play boy sports, girls will play girl sports, and that's a biological definition. We don't care if you're the transgender or going through transgender. Now, in high school, that shouldn't be going on anyway, but we do see that in college. But it's nice they're drawing the line in the sand there in Iowa to say we are not going to convert over. You'll play one or the other. There is no in-between. Back in December 2016, a video surfaced. Remember when this was being said about this war? It was Lindsey Graham and John McCain were on video in the Ukraine. This was back in 2016, saying they're trying to pose. They wanted a fake war with Russia to kick off, and they were trying to push this narrative. This was December 2016 with now the late McClain, current bad guy Lindsey Graham, and you know, this was five and a half years ago, and so they were trying to do this already back then. So no, this is not anything that's new. This Ukraine-Russia feud, bad guys, the black hats, deep state has been pushing this for years. Now they finally have it, and now the problem is they're getting exposed with all these lies. News this week. Dennis Doyle, a three-term Democratic mayor in Beaverton, Oregon, busted for possession of child porn. The children were all under age 12, the prosecution said in their statement. Child porn. Child porn. So this is not just underage, but in his particular case, what they found, all the girls were under age 12. Now, this is not going to sit well with him, but once again, it's more of this corrupt folks that are in positions of authority here around the country. We're having problems with oil. We've seen the gas prices go up. We've seen things from the Middle East. Now, we know Trump already had basically that pipeline up and ready to go, making U.S. self-sufficient. We did not need oil from the Middle East. Now, Biden gets in. We have problems with oil. Gas is way up there. Now, today I look at the news, March 7th. It says, should the U.S. start purchasing oil from Iran? Iran. Boy, this is we're really getting desperate now. Do we need to be buying oil from the Middle East at all? That's the question. We really don't need to. Why are we having this conversation? But if you go back, there was a press conference that Trump gave at one point by saying, we hope Biden does not win the election, because if he gets in, we'd see gas hit $7 a gallon. He actually said this a few years ago. Gas would be at $7 a gallon if Biden gets in. Now, once again, we're seeing all these Trump predictions come true. Now, the news of this week, one of the most important news, I think, one of the bombshell reports that are coming out, is that Fox and Newsmax both accepted payments, very large payments, to push the deadly virus concept to the news and their news platforms. Now, with other stations, we can believe this because they're bad, they're rotten, and they're propaganda. Fox and Newsmax, which are barely, many folks do believe that they're actually good. They're also part of the bad guys. They may have good or fairly good hosts on their shows, but yes, Fox is bad themselves. Newsmax has been outed as being corrupted themselves and infiltrated. Now, they're part of this group that accepted large, large payments from the government to help push the deadly virus fear, to help push the fear. So once again, we say, how does this propaganda get out there? Well, there's incentives, dollar signs, big, big dollar incentives to help push this narrative. Now, this was released March 5th on the Emerald Robinson tweet. She did an article on this, a former White House, what was she, the press? You worked in the Trump White House. March 5th, this came out. Look at this article. Very, very good. I think it came about when folks were doing some investigative research, filing some FOIAs, and finally got the information back showing large payments received that didn't have any attachments to what it relates to, these large checks and funds coming in. So we know that money is a big player in all of this. Hospitals. Let's get into the hospitals. It came out this week. Hospitals received payments from the U.S. government for three types of things relating to COVID. Number one, anytime they did a COVID test, they earned revenue. They earned funding by doing a test. Regardless of how it turned out, just by doing that test, they got money. Number two, each diagnosis of COVID, every time they diagnosed someone with COVID, was another incentive payment coming their way. So did they try too hard to make sure they really had COVID? Did it kind of look like they did? Was it borderline? Yeah, yes, let's make sure we say yes, then we get the money. This all comes down to funding. And the last thing, item number three, was every COVID death. So this relates back to the funeral homes and the hospitals pushing every car accident, heart attack, stroke victim that had COVID into now a COVID death, because money was much larger for the administration, for the hospital. So yes, this was a scam, a very beneficial scam for these hospitals to make big, big, big money to help push the fear. Now, does that mean the doctors and the nurses on the front lines were part of this? No, this was the administration. Now, they could have helped by pushing these diagnoses, but the hospitals themselves, from a business standpoint, made tons of money from the COVID to help push the fear. So that's how these things get their, the way they get where they get today, is there's always funding behind this. There's always big dollars as a reward, as an incentive. And so they say, you know what, let's do it. Let's get the funds. It's not right. It's not ethical, but let's do it to really help make us some money. That's where the problem comes in. In Missouri, they may have election issues too, as hundreds of thousands of dollars of missing money from Zuckerberg donated to the election is now missing in Missouri. They're looking for this money because he donated lots of money to the election in the state of Missouri, which is wrong to begin with. Now, they can't account for who's got that or where it went. And so there's a multitude of issues. So look for not only Wisconsin, but possibly Missouri as another decertify fraud state for that 2020 election. Now, speaking of election fraud, the state of Colorado, Tina Peters is that hero that has now confirmed that Dominion machines were being used. She has come out this week to say that they were illegally certified, the election, and the machines were illegally configured. And so we haven't been hearing much about Colorado, but they've been in the mix for a very long time with the problems of their election. audit in the state of Colorado, but not much has been said because anything that's been brought up has been quickly shut down in the state of Colorado. The only one speaking up is Tina Peters. Do a search on her name, Tina Peters, in the state of Colorado. She's the one fighting basically herself to get the truth out in the election in the state of Colorado. Now, this morning, March 7th, just this morning on the CBS, This Morning show, guess who the guest was? Interviewed was the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla. He was on as a guest. They talked with him. They asked him questions. They interviewed him. Guess what question never came up in today's interview? Never once did any of the hosts ask him his thoughts on the recently disclosed reports that came out from Pfizer on the adverse effects of his vaccine. These are these very documents we're talking about earlier in this very show here today. A lot of those are the adverse reactions to people taking the vaccine. They came out from Pfizer. Well, CBS this morning has him on as a guest, never once asked any hard-hitting questions, basically softball questions. Now, I've been beginning to see the twist taking place in the trucker convoy, the narrative. Remember, it started off in Ottawa with the good guys driving the trucks up there to protest, peaceful protest against the mask mandates. That's it. Well, now they're doing multiple convoys. They're heading to Washington, D.C. Now, the words that are coming out in some of these articles I've been reading is that these folks are scary. Stay away from the truckers. Some of them still believe that JFK Jr. is alive. Some of these are QAnon folks that are fringe QAnon believers that are part of this trucking thing. Well, that is also not the case. They may be that, but they are not. Now, I consider myself a QAnon folk, a believer, but never once believed the JFK Jr. is alive theory. That's been floating out there for a while, and that's a very fringe thing. You cannot assume that everyone who follows QAnon believes that JFK Jr. is alive. No, that is not the case. You can't make those stereotypes. The truckers are not scary folks either. Now, the number of labs in the Ukraine, it was confirmed now just this week that there are 30 bio labs in the country of Ukraine. Many were thinking, or the possibility, that the Russian strikes that were taking place relates to all of these bio labs that were being used for nefarious reasons. Who knows if that's the case? I do think there was something nefarious with that Snake Island incident, where the fake news that came out regarding what was going on there. Now, several people did YouTube videos and podcasts on the possibility that the Russians were not coming in and causing war with the Ukraine, with the civilians and whatnot, but taking out targeted strikes of biolabs that are being used and given many, many warnings to shut them down, and the Ukraine has not obliged. That's probably more what we're dealing with, I believe, over there in the Ukraine. And at first it came out that there is no labs, and then it came out that there was 5 or 6. Then it came out, I think, last week that maybe there's a dozen. Well, it's confirmed now that there was 30. Now, these 30 work very closely with the U.S. and the Pentagon and the Department of Defense. They're not just operating over there on their own. These are very close ties to the U.S. Now, we have to keep in mind with the virus that Anthony Fauci's gain of function research was outlawed in 2014 here in the U.S. So if they had to take it to other countries, you know, perhaps Wuhan, China, more likely the Ukraine, that's where a lot of this gain of function research could be easily done to get this COVID pathogen, this spike protein SARS spinoff up and running to be released off to the world as a bioweapon. So that could be the case. Now, just today, Florida's Surgeon General announces and says that healthy children these are children now, not adults, should not have the need to get the COVID vaccine if they're healthy. Now, we've been saying that since day one. People that need it or have a potential need would be the elderly or people with compromised immune systems. Adults who get it, it's going to be treated much like the common cold or the flu, and it'll take care of itself. You really don't need the vaccination. But kids specifically, children age 5 to 11, do not. And we've seen this in the winter here last few months, that the big push has been trying to get these kids the vaccinations, age 5 to 11. Very, very bad idea. Now, the Surgeon General in the state of Florida has come out and says, no, that is not recommended. We do not want this. Now, what did Press Secretary Jen Psaki say to that? She said that's a very disgusting, very bad way to push these conspiracy theories to the American public. So keep that in mind, too. She is also a black hat, deep state bad guy, Psaki. That whole Biden crew in there is nasty. Now, the final story here, when we're getting to these new cases in sex, transgender, whatnot, that the liberals are pushing here nationwide and worldwide. Check this out. Summer camps. Catalogs are coming out now for summer camps. Someone posted a class that is being offered in Indianapolis this summer for your children for grades 3 to 5. You can enroll them in a sex ed course for your child in grades 3 to 5. 3 to 5th grade, you can be taking sex ed courses for your child at a summer camp. And so this is the type of thing that they're pushing, is all of this gender, people not knowing what gender they are, how to call themselves. It's just, as I said before, it's all over the top, but it is all planned. This is not just some random thing. This is all about practices and things being put into place on purpose. That's all I've got for today. Keep in mind that we now have Truth Premium on our website. For only 99 cents per month, you'll see less ads, receive more exclusive content, and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online. Sign up today. Also, check out all of our articles and content at Eternal Affairs Media. There are many ways to support the truth. God bless you. Thank you. Now, our donors, Truth Premium. We've got Dean, David, Bruce, one-time donations, Lisa, Janet, and Reverend Dave, and our Patreons. Let's have a big thank you to our Patreons, Alicia, Dan, and Reverend Dave. That's all I've got here for this week. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is March 7th, 2022. Please share, like, and subscribe. Once again, thank you for listening. America, God bless America and the red, white, and blue.